Blog Talk Radio.
It's time. It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm ready to get into it. Tonight we're going to be talking about how do a beat maker get recognition. But before we get into the topic, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, once again, we want to thank you for allowing us to come together collectively as a community to communicate about this industry of music. Lord, we ask that you bless every ear, every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to the program. And, Lord, to help them keep disciplined and grounded as they go forth in this industry of music. Lord, help them understand that music is meant to be heard and not silenced. The language sometimes that we put into music can hinder the marketing ability of getting a paycheck. And we ask that you give them that information and that wisdom through this program. Thank you in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about how do a beat maker get recognition. Well, I tell you, if you are a producer and you make beats, you are among a sea of other musicians that is also making beats on this planet. And I just want to say right now the common sources and distribution outlets is your iTunes, your SoundCloud, your SoundClicks, Reverb Nation, TuneCore. Yes, these are places where you can host your music at and actually get people's attention to come in there, buy it, and download the music. However, the common checkpoints to methods of promoting this is through social media, your Facebook, your MySpace, your Twitter. My question is, and the big question is there other outlets out there that we can take advantage of and use it for our marketability? And that's what we're going to talk about tonight. I have on deck with me, I got my boy John Lowe. John Lowe, welcome to the program. If you would, give me your opening statement on tonight's topic.
Well, it's a great topic, Poetic. You know, like I say, for the young artists, here, they have your platform. They can start off with your platform right here. By using your platform to get their instrumentals, music heard, because all artists know, or all producers know, when guys go in the studio, when they hear a five beat, first thing they do, things get clicking in their head. So they can come on the show and buy a sponsorship and get their beat heard, man. And, you know, like I say, and once they get, once people hear their music, you know, things going to get the clicking in their head to get playing it over and over and over and over. You know, because they're not able to rap, that doesn't mean they don't have to get their music heard. I mean, it's just like put it in a rotation, you know, that somebody hear their instrumental, man. And once they hear their instrumental, you know, they're going to want to know who this guy is and stuff like that. Where could they get it from? And Hip Hop National have all that information, what they would need to get it distributed for them and who to distribute it to. So, you know, you got to open your mind up to get on the business level of knowing how to do things. You got to think out the box. That's what it's all about. You know, they got to, you know, take action and proclaim their future. They got to get serious with it and learn the business side about this music industry. But like I said, I'll start right here with Hip Hop National.
Woo! Thank you, John. Thank you, John. Appreciate that, John, for that opening statement. We also have my boy, Raw Dog, my brother in the cut, always holding it down and helping me keep this thing going. Raw Dog, what's happening, brother?
Well, good evening, John. Good evening, Poetic.
Now, how you doing, brother?
Let me ask you a question, Poetic. Okay, how does the beat maker, see, I get it confused because you made a statement about iTunes and this one and that, and they could sell their beats. Now, that's not necessarily what beat makers go to, and I'll tell you why. Beat makers use other sites, and this is really great because you don't even know where they are. And see, that's what makes it a lost point. There's so many on the beat makers' sites. How do you know which one to go to? And how do you know even what site to go to? You know, you're on the other side. You're a lyricist. So when you think of something like that, you think of how the artist can sell their product. But now these beat makers want to lease or sell it, but the prices that they're charging for that are totally different than iTunes and all of those other ones. And the thing about it is that we have artists that are always looking for music. And the beat makers, for us to suggest a beat maker for them to look at, or, you know, as far as what they've got to sell or lease them, we don't have an outlet for that. We don't exchange that information because that's somewhat biased. And we're not trying to we're not getting paid to forward anyone to any beat maker's website or where they can find the place of purchase for his beats. Now, you know, this is a good subject because in our meetings and what have you, we've been talking about, what about the beat makers? They need an advertising zone, a marketing zone, a highlight zone, so that people can get the flavor of what they do. You know, it's a funny world out here because we get a lot of submissions that are stolen. Can you imagine that? People take the beat off of where the beat makers are selling them, and then they leave the tag of the beat maker, and they're trying to sell the song. They can't do that, you know? So I've been approached by beat makers to say, well, you know, I don't want to just go on there and be the only one on there and having my stuff heard and, you know, with the tags in it. You know, I can be the first one to do that, but then what, you want me to submit an hour's worth of my songs? And we've got some people preparing to do that. That's the funny thing. They're the outlet to be previewed. Because when you go to these beat sites, they're in alphabetical order, A to Z. Do you start at Z, listening to the beat makers have the different instrumentals for sale, or do you start at A? And let me tell you, if you start at A, you'll never get to B because there's hundreds. You know, and when I say hundreds, I'm giving you a little number. I mean, there's so many beat makers, it'll make your head spin. So, you know, how do they become known or even sought after? Well, there you go. There needs to be an avenue. There needs to be a place where people can come and catch a snippet. And if so, a place of where they can be forwarded to find out the cost and buying it. You know, I think, you know, we talked about it in our meeting. I thought it was one heck of a thought. It's innovative. Is anybody else doing it? Is anybody else caring about both sides of the coin? We got artists. They need artists to buy what they're selling. How can they get out of that four thousand member list of beat makers? How can they run to the front of that? The outlet in the meeting, we talked about it, is talking to them and seeing, well, you know, if there's anybody that thinks that this is a good idea, what about Hip Hop National? So that's all I got to say for right now. But I know you got another question. You think you got another question, John?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
That's what we love about poetic.
Well, let's just say the artist. Okay, the beat maker, and right now I have to apply him as being an artist because he's an artist, a musical artist that make beats. Am I correct or am I incorrect, Raw Dog? Before you correct me, because I want to make sure.
Call one the composer and call the other one the lyrical artist, and then you won't confuse the people that are just jumping into the show.
We'll call him the producer, okay? The producer. The music producer. He makes a good beat. Now, he has, like I say, he's in a library and sea of several other ones. How do he stand out and get the beat right, make it sound attractive enough that it's going to draw my attention to want to buy it as the artist to say, I want that beat maker's music. What makes him stand apart from what make him an island by himself that I say, I want him? You have the floor.
Well, you know what?
I mean, is it the software that he used? Is it the mixing that he does?
Software is one thing.
No, I'm just saying, the mixing, the mastering, what brings it to quality, a quality industry sound? And what is an industry sound? Why do they say that word?
Well, now, you know, okay, I guess that's where you're separating the boys from the men. And you're saying, okay, those that have invested and have studied and are now bringing their music to a level that would be of industry level. I mean, you know, and that's one issue that you're going to find on these beat sites. You have the beginners, you have the intermediate, and you have the professionals. And the professionals generally use Pro Tools, or they generally use a Logic, Cubase. You know, there's a lot of professional programs, but it's the quality of the equipment that they're doing it through that's going to give it the industry sound. You can use a cheap program, but if you have the quality interfaces and what have you, the equipment generating the sound, putting the sound into the computer, the program is not the big deal. It's not the big deal because you're using the sound card in the interface. So you have to realize that, you know, now some programs may not work with different interfaces. That's something they'll have to research on their own. But if they will work on the interface and you have a quality interface, and, you know, I'm not trying to put things out there price-wise, but we're talking, they're pricey, you know. And, you know, we can say from, what, $500 on up. You then have bought a piece of equipment that is got industry standards built in to the sound modules. Now, did that make sense to anybody?
Almost. Y'all heard that technical jargon that dude was speaking in technology language?
But I gotta tell him the truth. You know, if I don't put it right, I might get put in check, you know, and I'm not the one.
What you got to say to his technological jargon? John, it dropped off on me, man. But that's all right. That's all right. I think I got my brother Quinn in on deck. Quinn, what's happening, man?
Hey, I'm good, man. What's happening?
Hey, Quinn, how you doing?
Oh, I'm good, man. How y'all doing?
Good. Now I heard from you.
man, you know, I've been here and there, man, but you know, I've been trying to get out with y'all, man. I was here with y'all the other night, man.
Oh,
well, we saw you there, but tonight I said, man, I'm saying something to this brother.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't seen, I heard from him for a minute, so let me bring him up in here today.
Oh, yeah.
Him.
Well, Quinn, now here's a question. You can answer this question. You've listened to, you've been to different studios, right?
Right.
Okay. Have you heard the difference in the sound quality of the two studios?
Yeah.
When they record something?
Yeah. Because, see, I'm going to tell you, the studio I know that the quality sound is studio right here is in Albany right here that we go and record, and I go in there and record myself. But the homegrown studio and any other studio, some studios got the quality sound and some studios don't. But see, how you know you got that quality sound is that when you record and you can turn your music down and you still got the quality sound. You can turn your music up higher than you want. Only way it got some kind of static in it because it might be your speakers. Because your studio good, your studio is good. And when your studio is bad, you got a bad studio. You got a bad studio. I done been in a whole lot of, and it's true. You know, that I look at it like this, you know what I'm saying, in the industry. You got to make, and we were talking about being a producer that make beats that, and hold on.
All right.
And different producers that what made that producer stand out and make that beat stand out is that if you got a hard beat, I'm going to get it. I mean, I'm going to tell you hard, and if I want to buy it, yeah, I'm going to buy it because that beat hard. And a lot of producers deal with different sounds, different instruments. You know what I mean? Different. It's everything different qualities in there.
I respect that. I respect what you're saying because everybody has a different ear.
Yeah.
Okay? I might like violins. Poetic, I think all he likes is drums. All he says is beat. You know? So, you know, to
Hey, actually, brother, you're wrong. I like violin and I like the sax. I love the strings.
Okay.
So
he's just saying that, guys.
You are absolutely
he's just saying
wrong.
That.
No, brother. I love the bass.
Okay. All right.
So you're wrong. So you're wrong.
Okay.
Hey, Rondo, you're wrong. Rondo, you're wrong. Oh, okay.
Sometimes I can be right, and sometimes I can
that.
Be wrong. I am only human. I am not Superman. Nor do
I
declare to be.
I had to do that. John Lowe on deck. Defend me, man. That brother was wrong. Go ahead. You got to.
There's a lot of different instruments in, for the producer to come out now, man, they're going to have to make a different little sound, man. You know, you're going to have to play around with different sounds, man, to get unique out there because you got, like Rod Dog was saying, man, you got so many people making beats and everything. So you have beat makers out there that be listening at your sound. And like I said, I was on SoundCloud. I got some stuff on SoundCloud. And one of the guys that I'm following, that followed me, he said that he emailed me and said, John, I got a beat for you and your guys. You know what I mean? You know, email me at such and such and stuff like that because he's a beat maker. That's what he do. But we got a particular sound that we have, a certain style of music that we do and stuff like that. And he picked up on that. And it's kind of stood out to him that our uniqueness, our creativity, it might have been a beat that he had that he may thought wasn't good, but heard our voice and, you know, and put that beat with it. So you got to be very creative once you're making beats and stuff like that, you know, because like I say, there's a lot of different styles of rappers out here. And anybody trying to break that trend, what everybody doing now. Because like I say, the record label looking for somebody, something new to show up out here, you know.
Well, got some good news. On Monday, we're supposed to have a reputable guy who actually going to come on, represent some of the majors. And he'll be on the program, and it'll be great to get some of these beat makers to go ahead and submit some music via the weekend so we can have a chance to review it and possibly get it in front of this cat who can make some things happen for them. Today, guys, just by the way, I was bored, and I went through my contact list, and I reached out and to some major people in the industry to get them to start to support the program just a little bit more so we can get move some products over to these people and start to hear some substantial stuff coming from Hip Hop National. So that's how I spent my day today, just to let you guys know. And back to the topic. Anyway, I'm gonna say this, Raw Dog. When sometimes the beat maker, they kind of solicit different sources to get samples, and the samples they get is some of the samples are already mixed and mastered. When they go to assemble their music or to compose their music, how do they bring all of the sound in the final mix to make sure that everything, all the levels are correct, everything is on point, so it can be an industry sound? So it's full, the whole, not quality from this source and that source, but their track on the output is a quality track.
Well, now, okay.
Right. That's what I'm talking about. Can you beat right?
Let me say it like this. Whew, you want to give away a whole bunch of secrets.
I don't want to give it away.
It's a good question. It's a very good question. But it's got a whole lot of secrets.
I want you to hold back. I want you to go halfway. Leave a word. Go halfway into the sentence and just stop. I don't want you to give it away because I want them to come back for food. You got
okay.
It, go ahead.
All right. Now, in the science of recordings, there's what they call carrier waves. Now, that in itself is a secret.
Okay.
You said stop. I'm stopping. I can take it.
I love it. Guys, if you want to get that secret, you can tune in at Hip Hop National. I'll go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today. We want to connect with you and your music and help you get the carrier wave.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
That was dramatic.
Right on. Come on, man. Let them a little bit more, man. Just messing with you.
Well, okay. Do you realize that when you listen to a song, it's never completely silent, even though it might be a drum beat and a bass, and it's never really totally silent?
Okay.
That part
that
it's not totally silent is the carrier wave.
Okay. Awesome. And, Raw Dog, I do have to ask you this, since we're there already talking about a little bit of the samples. Is it necessary that an artist or a beat maker get the clearance of the sample that they use based on if they use a substantial piece from a movie, maybe an old tune or something like that? Do they need clearance as well so they can make sure that after they did all this hard work on their tracks and their music, that they're protected.
Well, depends on how good a thief they are. Yes,
you must be a sampling thief.
Oh God, yes, and you got to be good. Okay, because listen to this. Now here's something really that's really funny. The better you are, you can have someone else do what you have heard in another sample. If we're talking about vocal, if you're good, you don't have to use that artist doing it. You can have someone else do it. The same line with a few different words. Or just part of it. See, the English language is wide open. That means just because you say, hey, I like roses, doesn't mean that I can't say the same line in a song. See,
Can I do something real quick? We're soon to be going to our break. So I got to really say this to the audience. The viewpoint... The viewpoints and advice often expressed here at Hip Hop National. Advice and viewpoints of Hip Hop National. Sometimes it's of the host and the guest. I just thought I'd put that out there. Let me bring in a caller. 971-404. Please state your name, where you're calling in from.
Flossie Jeezy calling in from Portland, Oregon. How you doing this evening?
Good
evening.
Flossie Jeezy in the mix.
You heard him with that disclaimer, didn't you, Flossie?
Huh?
You heard him put out that disclaimer, didn't you?
No, I didn't hear it, man. I just got here, man. I had to turn off the rifle, man, so I could get here.
Okay.
All
right.
Turned up the background. Oh, no. What did I miss, man? I missed that.
Well, what I did, Floss, is I told him that he said about samples, using samples, and I told him that it depends upon how good a thief the producer is. And I'm not lying.
We'll talk about the sampling thief. You know what I mean?
Who's the Black Eyed Peas guy?
We'll be back in just a moment. You stay with us. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music and let us connect with it today. You'll be back in just a moment. Stay with us.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first and stay on top of the competition. HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we are back, and we're talking about the beat makers. How do beat makers get recognition? And just joining me, I have my boy Flossie Jeezy, and we got my brother Quinn and John Lowe and my boy in the cut, Raw Dog. We are all digging in, and right now I'm going to go to Raw Dog, the sampling thief. Go ahead, Raw Dog. You now have the floor.
Better throw another disclaimer out there. I'm going to say this to you.
The viewpoints and advice often expressed here on Hip Hop National is not necessarily the viewpoints of Hip Hop National, but of the host and our guests. And sometimes the host of the show.
All right.
Well, no, you have the floor.
Now we're legal. Okay. Now, Now, you know, now, listen, now this is a fact. I'm not going to mislead anybody, and I'm not going to try to make anybody, you know, unaware of this. But, now, there is equipment out here that you can purchase, but it's high-end. They're running about, $1,200 to $2,400, and they are sampling production machines. Change a female voice into a male voice. Reverse a sample piece of music. We'll take a note out of it and silence the rest. So depending on how good a thief you are and how good of an ear, and we've seen it in the industry by Grammy winners like Will.i.am. He went to court because he got caught. Robin Thicke got caught on one of his songs because he had a Marvin Gaye sample in it. So, you know, there is that side of it. I don't recommend it because of the fact, one, you know, yes, I own the equipment. Yes, I've done it. Am I proud of it? No. Did I get caught? No. Because you don't sell any of that. That's when the problem comes. Now, you know, if you're doing it as a learning process, okay. You know, I don't know how the DJs are getting away with it because all they're doing is remixing someone else's song and selling it. All they're doing is remixing, and they're not getting the actual permission to do that, to use that person's music and to remix it, but they're getting away with it. Now, is that only because you can't buy those in stores and you have to buy them at, you know, swap meets and at their, when they're at a place and what have you, they're marketing them that way? I don't know. You know, we've had DJs come on the show that have said that they do remixes. But, you know, I guess the question comes, are they legal? What if you get caught? What if you become famous behind that? What if you walk up to get a Grammy and all of a sudden you, instead of the Grammy, you get the paperwork to show up in court because you're being sued? There's all these things that can hit you in the face and bring embarrassment. So if you're going to use a sample, why not inquire with the owner of that if you can get permission to use that? That's the proper way. That's the way to become, let's put it like this, lucrative in the business if you do it right, you know? Nothing can fall back on you that's going to make you stumble and possibly incarcerate yourself, you know, because, hey, depending on how much you make and how much you have to pay because you didn't get permission, could get you prison time. You know, it's, you know, there's a lot of laws about copyrights that in this business you need to learn. But a good thief, yeah, he can get away. He can steal, you know, but everybody gets caught. I you know, even at the top, like I said, Will.i.am, Robin Thicke.
Well, the good thing about it, you said they can get them prison time. They can hang out at the motel with all their homies.
You ain't right. You are not right.
I'm just kidding.
But guess what?
I'm sorry.
Basically, a lot of those people that do it like that, all they want is the fame. That's all they want is the fame, because a legitimate beat maker is wanting to be established, to be in the music industry as someone, like a Pharrell, you know, or a Timberland. You know, they want a position in the music industry. You know, hey, you've known people that faked it. All my life I've known fakers. I've known perpetrators. I've known wannabes.
Let's get some more everybody else feedback on there. Don't give them too much at one moment now. Hold on. Flossy Jesus.
Yeah.
What's up, brother?
Well,
I know he said some things that probably touch notes with you. And you say to yourself, I want to join in. Then this man right here, he's already switching gears on me. Go ahead.
You got to
I'm trying to tell the truth.
Let me tell you something. I agree with 110% of what he said in all of that oratorium that he just put out there on how this thing works. But see, it's a double-edged sword. As for me, I don't like to use, and I think we talked about it, I don't like to use anybody's samples at any time for any reason because, to me, it's too much middlemanism in which he could get paid off of me. And for the reasons that Raw Dogg was just stating, why have somebody else get paid off of what you do, whether in the interim, at the beginning, or at the end of what happens? Because most of the time, when cats are getting paid off of what you've done or you're getting, you know, hit with lawsuits, it is after you become famous. So why not just, with all this the stuff out here, these machines, these sound scans, with all this stuff out here, why not just do like I do? I went to the top of a Reverb 4 times at number 1 because of originality. Originality is actually what makes you stand out. If someone's already made something, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, then why not just get out there and set another trend by making your own mark, by doing your own thing? See, what happens here in a lot of cases is that you almost have to blame the federal copyright law folks because they tell people that they can use 30 seconds of someone else's song, and it's still
That's
be legal.
Right.
As long as you're under 30 seconds, you have the right to do it. Now, what a lot of artists do is they not only do that, but they, you know how it is when you're using your digital audio works or however you're processing it, they have tone up and tone down, so you're getting the same flavor, the same sample, the same everything. You're just clicking it up or down tone-wise to make it sound different, but you're still having the same flavor. So my antidote for that is to, with all these different things they got out here, you got, you know, Kai's got them, you know, Native Instruments got them. Set your own trend by making your own sound, and you're actually, you know, better off for it. Start out by, you know, don't use the drums because you're stuck with a particular beat. Start out with using tones and sampling that way, and then add a beat to it, and it will amaze you how your stuff will sound. Because, like I said, my thing is that I always wanted to try to beat the middleman. When I first started out early doing the rapping thing and doing everything and stuff like that, I put all this energy into the rapping thing and then tried to make beats. So a smarter Nelson said, or Flossie G said, hey, look, why don't you just do just beats or just rap? Well, I chose just the beats because the producer is the one that gets all the money. Long story short, so I can give it to somebody else. Start a trend by making your own samples, do your own beats, and do your own thing. But if you're going to hang somebody out to dry because of legal things, then the first person, if you're getting ready to get sued, you should point to is the copyright, Copyrights of America that says that you can use an artist's music. What needs to happen is they need to change that law so you can't use any of it because there's already going to be similarities. But if you're going to, you know, take somebody to task or sue somebody over using your stuff, when you say that somebody can use a 30-second sample, man, there is a lot of stuff. It's just like a football game. There's a lot of stuff that can happen in 30 seconds that you can, you know, end up sounding like somebody else. And technically speaking, it's not your fault because if you're like I am, you study the law and it says 30 seconds, man, that's a lot of time to steal somebody's work that took them years to do. I think they ought to change that law.
Yeah, but you know what you just told the world? You got one heck of a sampler.
Well, hey, man, what can I say, man? I
mean, hey, ain't nothing wrong with it. I already understand.
The truth will set you free and keep you out of jail. And if you're
exactly.
in jail, you ain't free.
All right, I'm going to go to John. John, you want to add, take away, or ask a question, or make a comment? You now have the floor, sir.
Well, I'm learning a lot, you know. Like I say, with the young man just got some saying and stuff like that, we need to focus on the business of a publisher. What is required of a publisher, businessman, because they can exploit you of all your stuff. You know, like he said, you got something and they get it for 30 seconds. You got commercials out there where these people making $1 million off commercials and soundtracks to movies and all that kind of stuff. So the best thing is doing, you know, you got a lot of good intelligent people on the board to know about these things. I'm learning myself. because you want to get all, you want to learn as much as you can about this industry and the business part of it. And that's what this Hip Hop Nation do for the unsigned artists, is to get them inside scoop about this business, dealing with publishers and all that kind of stuff, and mechanical license and things, and copyright owners and giving another person the rights to make the audio of your radio, I mean your recording, and all those different kind of things. So I'm learning a lot tonight, personally, and I got my ear, to the wall, and then, like I said, I'm learning a lot because I need to learn, and you got to humble yourself and be willing to listen to the information what is given. You know, like I say, I'm learning a lot, and like I say,
thank you, John. Thank you very much.
Quinn, you got a
comment, statement? You want to add? You want to take away? You got the floor, sir. I thought Quinn was there, but he's not. You got the floor. Go ahead, Rob.
Well, check this out. Okay, let's get out of the samplers. Okay. Let's go over to let's bring out
Not yet. I'll tell you why.
Well, no, why? You know, it's similar to this.
Wait. I'm gonna tell you why I don't want to get out of it yet. It's about, even though you doing the sampling, you got to get that clearance, and then you got to copyright that material, and then register that material so nobody don't steal it from you. That's very important. But now you can get out of there. Go ahead.
Sampling units will also take in different sound samples that you can buy from different companies like Big Fish, okay, which has horns, has even vocals, has drum sounds, has string sound, has all of those. And so what happens is that, now my understanding, I wish Keith was here tonight. I don't know. I hope he calls in. But I want to know. Now, I've read the outside package, and it says somewhat for personal use and not commercial. But then how is that regulated, and is it really regulated? Or is that just something on there that, you know, how are they going to, you know, because you might have a horn sound that's hitting the note A, or it might be hitting the note G, or it might be hitting the note D, but you're placing it in position in the song and using them as the horn parts, and you're actually manipulating the sound in the melody the way you want it, the producer, the beat maker. So I wonder, because what happens then? Are you then able to use it in commercial use? But see, that goes along with the sampling unit that will allow you to take it in and then put it in your music by programming it in the sampler to trigger. And when you put your production together, you know, I don't know. You know, that's one of the questions. But you can buy all these sounds, you know.
You got Keith Lazak on deck with you if you want to.
How come you didn't tell me that earlier?
You should address that question with him. He called in, brother, and raised his hand. Okay.
I didn't say nothing wrong, did I?
Go ahead. I just opened up this mic.
I'm open. You're live.
You're open and live.
Hello, Keith.
Hip Hop National, sir.
What's going on to all my brothers in the struggle, this music industry? Great topic. Just one thing I want to go back on in terms of people saying you can use 30 seconds of a song and not be sued. That's false. That's not a true statement. It's like you can use up to 20 seconds if for non-commercial uses like criticism, comments, news reporting, review, teaching, research. But when you try to monetize that 20 seconds, that's when you get into the copyright infringement. So I don't want people out there to think you can go sample 30 seconds of someone's stuff and think you can get away with it. No, you can't. Like I just gave you scenarios where you can do that for non-commercial purposes only. Criticisms, comments, news reportings, teachings, research, and so on and so forth. Other than that, don't do it.
Yeah, I see it. I appreciate that, bro. I appreciate that. That's why I don't use them in the first place. Go ahead.
And just to speed up, and we were talking about Big Fish in the sampling. Yeah, Big Fish Audio, for those of you guys out there listening who don't know, is like the biggest sampling library on the planet. And they make, well, I design sounds for them. You know, I have stuff that I make for them. And they make it for the end user being the producer. And it consists of so many different things. It's like if you want to score a movie, we have product that strings like a real orchestra, and you can take it and manipulate it the way you want to do it, or you can take the whole thing in its entirety, which I'm going to answer the question my brother just was saying, whether or not you can use it or not off the Big Fish for commercial use. I have over 450 placements in terms of TV reality show placement with the music, and that's from people buying the Big Fish product. And what I do, I just give people examples of what you can do with the sounds that I'm giving you. And the example be so dope, a lot of the music supervisors take the actual example and they use it. Technically, they can use it. Once they pay the $100 for my product, then they can use it however they want to use it. But if they don't have proof that they bought my product, then they are in serious trouble. The whole network, I want to own it.
nice.
But so with that being said, I let a lot of that slide because I wanted to create a relationship with the music supervisors who like my stuff so much that they lifted it and used it. I'm like, okay, you did that. I have much more. That was just example music for the end user, you know, who wasn't meant for the purpose of what you guys are doing. But if it fits, it's all good. But I that's how I forged a lot of relationships with a lot of TV music supervisors through the Big Fish product. And just to be real clear on that, Big Fish products, you can sample the horns and strings or whatever product that you buy. Yeah, you can take, it's meant for you to take the elements and do what you want to do, not to take the example and put your vocals on top of it. You know, it's meant for the end user, the producer, to take those elements and do their own thing. And it's all about signature. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, and I heard the gentleman mention it earlier, the different producers, the Timberlands, the Dre's, all these people, they have signature sounds, man. They do not sound the same. And it's for a reason. It's for a reason. For one, they know sonic. They know frequencies. And two, they all have DJ backgrounds, so they know what make the crowd rock. And they all come from a drum machine background. Now we, you know, I keep hating to say these different programs, you know, people are using like the Fruity Loops. Once again, not to keep punching holes in Fruity Loops, but I come from a drum background, drum machine background. And, you know, that's where a lot of the young producers, they missing something because they go straight what's accessible. Back in the day, and I know I'm being long-winded, and I'll cut it in a second. If you didn't have $1,000 or $1,500 to go buy an MPC, then you wasn't a real producer. And I like it like that for a reason. Just to compare then and now, it's like you have to invest in yourself to be a real producer. You have to save your money or do what you have to do and do it. Nowadays, you can get a bootleg copy of a program. Anybody
oh, yeah.
can produce. Anybody can do it now. But back in the day when you had to really go buy that piece of equipment, you couldn't duplicate it or simulate it, that's where great producers, you know, came from. Just, you know, not to hate on the new up-and-coming, because I like a lot of the music. because it's not synthetic. A lot of these new producers are gravitating back to a drum machine, which I'm loving that. I support that all the way. And what I'll do is just digress, and if there's any questions, or I'll just fall back and just listen.
Hey, Keith, this is Raw Dog. Hey, man, you said one thing, and I got to search around my desk and what have you said, but keep the receipt to prove that you bought the product so that if any situations come up, then you have the right of usage, right?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. All right, okay.
That's
see,
like
a lot
with
of
any,
people...
any, I'm not to cut you off, Raw Dog, that's
go
with
ahead,
any software, which all when we buy these programs and all those, that fine print, what that fine print is telling you that if we come to your house and we knock on the door and you don't have proof that you bought this, we going to sue you in all kind of madness. That's the fine print. You feel me? That we all look over.
Well, Keith, I know a booster. I want you to come to my house. We can take pictures. We can drink Kool-Aid. I have my woman cook us some ribs. I know. But seriously, man. You know, I appreciate you telling the young folks that because of the fact I know there's a lot of people that even in my studio, well, can we borrow that and over so I can take it over here and do it with such and such? And you go, no. You've got to pay the cost to invest. And you know, I love Big Fish because you've got some unique sounds on that, you know, and it's an asset if you're going to be a beat maker. These are part of the tools that are going to give you the chance to be different from the next beat maker. You know,
absolutely.
And you've got to have it. It's just it's a must. But you know, you said the guys with the drum machines, they actually learned music construction with those machines. You know,
yes, sir.
I think that's where Fruit Loops and a lot of the newer programs aren't allowing them the point of learning music construction so that they can get better and better and better. They're somewhat limited.
If that's what it is, it's a crutch. It's for the, lack of a better word, people who are not really in a position to do things. That's what technology is doing, and it's kind of like blurring the lines and messing a lot of things up. Because before all the big digital technology, you had to know notes and bars and timing and rhythms and all such of things to make a composition. I won't even say a beat anymore because it's more to a it's a music. It's not a beat. It's a composition. You know, these people are these newer people, producers, it's just like they're so beat oriented. It's really music.
Exactly. I call anyone that creates music a composer, you know. And my individual, the head CEO, he wants to always call it beat. Don't you, Poetic?
Let me squeeze my way on in there. Raw Dog, tonight.
Man down.
You gave me the topic.
It was man down.
Woo. I thought I'd sit up in there.
Yeah. You're going to make me start up the bus. Yeah, buddy. But you like calling them beat makers, don't you?
I do. Well, I like calling them producers, actually. But some of the people that I come across, they call themselves beat makers. And
but you know what they're talking about,
right?
Oh yeah.
Don't jump on his side, Keith.
In his defense,
right. Well,
I got a quick
like
question.
That.
I'm getting the feedback. Do you guys hear me clearly?
Oh yeah. Well,
yes. Do you get the feedback now?
No. I'm good.
That's
thank you, sir.
I'm no longer recording you, Keith. See, if I was recording what you were saying to me. No, I'm just messing with you.
No, that's all
I have
good.
My phone on speaker. Call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1 if you'd like to participate in tonight's topic, if you're listening in by any device other than your phone. 213-559-2995. Please upload your music at www.hiphopnational.com. Back to the topic. Keith, I want to know from you, as far as the copyrights, do you think the registration and all of that is as important as it is for a lyricist, for the as far as the producer, the beat maker, the composer?
It's equal because when you're collabing as a producer and working with an artist, it's production and writers. You feel what I'm saying? It's a split. As a producer, like for instance with Snoop, when I work with Snoop, he's going to get half of the publishing and I'm going to get half of the writing. And it's like a 50-50 split. So it's very important to register. And just to take what you said up another notch, a lot of people, they send off to Washington and copyright. I mean, that's all good, but really BMI, ASCAP, and all these other societies are going to protect that intellectual property right there by registering it. You know, that's your copyright.
That's your investment. That's your publishing. That's where you get your money from, is those resources there. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And the Harry Fox Agency for mechanicals.
Okay. Now, how about Sound Exchange? Is that on the radar yet?
Yeah, that's been on the radar. I ran across them in, I think, like 2005. And they're big with doing the XM and internet radio tracking. So you gotta name them in there with all the rest of them too nowadays.
All right, guys, if you need assistance, that's another reason to call in. You can call in at 213-559-2995. And definitely connect with us on our website, www.hiphopnational.com. We're about taking you to the next level, and we want your music. We want to hear your music, and we want to connect with your music and connect good people, such as you got Keith Blazark that's on here. We got Flossy Jeezy. We got Raw Dog. We got all of these these guys right here
produce
and make music. Yes.
Nah,
he was
going to
say
in the mix.
Beat makers.
Huh?
You was
going to
say beat makers.
The producers. I'm talking about the producers.
Yeah,
man.
You stumbled.
Ain't
going to
call
we
him
heard
no,
you.
No, ain't calling no beat makers.
Boy, that bus is warming up to run over you tonight. Yeah.
All right, guys. Wanted to switch gears just a little bit with you. And do you think, as far as them marketing themselves now, and you guys wrote out, you said earlier that there are various locations out there for the beat maker, and you told the world that I had it wrong. And hey, guys, I'm here to admit, if I made it wrong, I made it wrong. What are some of those sites that they could do to correct it so we can know for placement, so they can place their music out there, and then we're going to tell them how we can help them connect the dots to getting people over there. Now you have the floor, Ronald.
Whoa, wait a minute now. You're going to tell them where to go take you want me to go tell them where to take it, and we're talking about sponsoring a beat maker's show where we could give them that information.
Not take it,
but
I'm talking about place it.
Well,
so
same thing.
We can build commercials around it so we can drive traffic towards it.
Well, okay, I can understand what you're saying. I think you done lost
okay.
Your mind.
I thought I was about to get hit by the bus.
You want me to tell them where they should go? And before they invest and promote and expose themselves through Hip Hop National?
Absolutely.
That's what
not.
You want me to do?
No.
Okay,
no.
Hold on. It's time.
Man down. Look out for Poet. Faster than a speeding bullet, bigger than a car, yellow like the sun. Here comes the bus. All right, everybody, let's grab him. He's a little fast. He's faster than what we thought. We'll get him next time.
damn. You know I got 2, 3, and 4 of that.
I know I ain't got people on his side laughing at me.
That's pretty funny.
All right, guys. I have we got area code 503-784. Please state your name, where you're calling in from, if you got a statement or a question, comment, or anything to add or take away to tonight's topic. You now have the floor.
What's good? What's good? This is your homie Rawhide Pro. I'm a player from the Flossy Jeezy Show, and that dude is an incredible beat maker. I've had the opportunity to work on one of his tracks. I'm a lyricist myself, and I also do recording for people like that. What's good with y'all?
All right. Oh, what's good, brother? What's good? You got a statement, question, comment?
Well, the last question that was asked was, where's a place that people can go to kind of get their beats out and stuff like that? Besides the obvious, you know what I'm saying? Myself, I keep my ear to the streets a lot. What that means nowadays is going to SoundCloud. Back in the day, I got a lot of different sounds coming from. You guys ever mess with some? It's either rockbattle.com.
I'm familiar with it.
Yeah. Well, on that one, I met this dude named Sparks Mentals, and Sparks Mentals was a really dope producer, and I got a couple tracks from that guy. But nowadays, for me, I really mess with SoundCloud because you have folks that you get fresh beats and stuff right there, you know what I mean, like minutes after they make it sometimes, you know what I'm saying, and really dope beats that way. I've noticed that if you're a producer who's into your music and really into your sound, I'm seeing a lot of different producers come up with albums that are just full instrumental albums too, which I appreciate a lot, you know what I mean, just so you can be familiar with their sound and really start to vibe to what it is that they're putting down. That's a good way that I've seen people do this day and age. But again, with SoundCloud, you know, you have music exchange and stuff like that, but I'm loving the fact that I can go to SoundCloud. They've got their beat that's downloadable or whatever. I grab the beat, I make a track to it, put lyrics to it, and then give them full credit for their production and be able to put out a full track, you know, just on love.
What was your name again?
Rawhide Pro. My name is Mike C. The name of my company is Rawhide Productions.
Rawhide. Check this out. Rawhide.
Yeah. Y'all can just call me Rawhide.
You know what? I made a boo-boo, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to tell you why. Even though, which I see is a credible source, which is Reverb Nation, I ain't taking or adding to their plug, but I'll say this. Mm-hmm. I personally feel that an artist needs their own personal location. I don't care if you a rap artist. I don't care if you a producer. You need your own website because when you
Real
get
talk.
On Reverb, when you're on Reverb Nation, you're on SoundCloud, you're on all of this. You are just in. I'm talking about literally in an ocean of others competing with you, but in your
mm-hmm.
own at your own website. You have your standalone operation in which you have a whole library of beats. And don't get me wrong, the opportunity today, and starting here at Hip Hop National, what we give you, we brought the audience, we bring the people, we're giving you a library, giving you a chance to showcase your library for a half hour on the program. How that sound to you, brother?
Yeah, no doubt. And that's real dope. But with doing that, now see, this is where you go into the hustle of the artist or the producer themselves, because with or without your own site, you can stand out. You can stand out in the crowd. And that's where, you know, with being a part of all these other sites, that's kind of where your work stands to prove. You know what I'm saying? Like if you get lost in the sea, you wouldn't
agree with that.
In a way, but just creating your own website, you get lost in the sea. Because how many producers out there got their own website?
And you know what?
Exactly.
He's right.
That's the point.
He's right on that, but that's the catch to it. How do you rise above all the rest of the crabs in the bucket? How do you stay? How do you find a way to stand out? Because, you see, all the people that are on SoundCloud, on SoundClick, on all of those, from A alphabetical to Z, do you start at A or do you start at Z? And then what are you going to get as you go through it? You know, there's dinner, there's lunch, there's nap time, because after a period of time, searching for the right one may not come. You know, I understand what you're saying. I've been over to those sites and peeked at them, and you just get confused, you know.
It's too much.
Because there's so many different ones. And then, like you said, you get love from somebody, and they let you use the beats. But are you copywriting these things?
See, that's – may I jump in? This is Clizard.
Yes, go please.
The problem that I've ran into with people getting – songs from a SoundClick, it's kind of hard to monetize it. I mean, I think as an artist, if you're trying to put your art out, aren't you trying to monetize your art? And I'm sure that answer is yes. And you got to think, if that beat is available for you to see, it's available for a million people to see and 100 people to download, it's like, what's going to make you different from anyone else?
Well, let me ask you this. When you say monetize, in what way do you mean monetize? Like, who specifically is downloading your music? Because honestly, if you're an artist, what you want is your music to be heard so much that you can't monitor it individually like that. You feel me?
Nah, see, I use this analogy the last time I spoke. It's like, come on, man, the diamond industry, there's so many diamonds in the world. If they let them all in the industry, diamonds would be worthless. You feel what I'm saying? So they regulate what comes in. Now, right now with music, there's no regulation. Now, it's overflooded, and it's worthless. It's
it
just
is.
Music.
It should be
art. That's why I salute Wu-Tang, what they're doing. They made an album. And just one album, and they it's off for auction, and they got $7 million top bid right now for this album.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? And then you got to ask yourself, okay, this person wins this album for $7 million. What's going to stop people from downloading it? It's not going to stop people from downloading. What they did was got this album appraised as art. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's appraised as art. It's a one of a kind. And you can copy it a million times, but as long as you own the original because it's art now.
Right.
Yeah, you hit on a solid note because if one person can download it, 1,000 people can download it and put something on it, their lyrics or what have you. And, you know, I've heard that. I have heard repetition. I've even gotten submissions here at Hip Hop National on songs that I've heard on SoundCloud by more than one artist.
Exactly.
And so, yeah, you know, it's a jungle out here. And let's just say what you do catches fire, and you realize, okay, now I'm being offered money for this, and you find out that the guy on SoundClick sampled it from somebody else because you don't know. You know, anybody that gives something away free, you've got to be a skeptic because you got to realize nothing in this world is free. You got to buy water by the bottle now. So,
well, that's where it stands to show who you are as a person. That's when it comes down to character. Are you going to take somebody else's work that they worked hard on and just run with it?
Yeah,
Yes to all of the above. I mean, I ran across it. all the scenarios, yes, to all the above. It's crazy.
This is a business. In God we trust. All others pay cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I'm going to say this to you. If Will.i.am and Robin Thicke can be taken to court because they used samples that didn't belong to them in their music,
mm-hmm.
what about these guys on SoundClick?
Well, if it's just out there free art, then what are you taking them to court for? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
as long as you ain't making
money,
as long as you ain't making money off of it, then
right.
you can have your way. You can have your way with it.
Oh, okay, that's a hobby. Okay, I can understand that.
You know, and that's where, you know, and that's what makes the difference, too. And you're saying that this is a business that, you know what I'm saying, it's about money and all that, but where this music started from, it wasn't, okay? When hip-hop first started, it wasn't about the money. It was about people getting together, enjoying the music, dancing, creating a whole new lifestyle. It became about money once people saw that it was something that was that could be well marketed. You feel me?
That's what it's all about. It's like
right.
You can party in your basement in your city to some good music, but I'm on the West Coast. How do I know of your music? I don't know. Only
and,
you and your
I'm
friends
you,
know.
I'm,
so music,
I
you know.
Yeah.
That's what the industry took advantage of in the past is you didn't
did.
Know it was about the money. I'm sorry.
But see, that, now I understand Rawhide. I understand Rawhide. He's part of the Pacific Northwest. In the
yeah.
Pacific Northwest is more of a laid back rather than hustle.
Yes,
and I respect that. I respect that.
Well, I mean, no, don't get it twisted. Now, we out here hustling, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, I have my whole recording studio, and people don't come in there and record for free. You know what I'm saying?
Do me a favor, Rawhide.
That's the production stuff.
And the only reason why I cut you off before, if you want to advertise,
yeah.
we could do that. But please don't do no drops about your studio.
That's
for real.
Well, no,
that's
no, I was
real.
Just bringing up the point.
I love you.
But no, and I understand that is a service. I can understand that side of it. But then the product itself, when we were talking about SoundClick and doing things from that, you know, that in itself, turning it into a product,
mm-hmm.
you know, I think of a bigger stage and a bigger level that I want to go to. And I understand. Because I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I see a lot of people up here in Washington State thinking the same way that you do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's part of the climate. We're not into the hustle hard like that. We look at it in a point of, okay, I can do this. But see, you know, if you step up the game and say, okay, I want to jump into another level. Which is national, international.
Right.
Then you've got to look at it a little different because in that point, you're looking at, oh, a financial gain off of the product. And that's
right.
When I know you're going to get all your paperwork right. I know that. I already know it in your voice. I know when you gave me how it was done and you do for people, you can't tell a person no if that's what they want to do and they're offering money. I understand that. Okay.
Right.
So I understand that part. But in the own point of, well, okay, I want to do something on a bigger scale, and I want to see the revenue come back from it because this guy's really good, you know, that you got in the studio. You're going to think differently on how you're going to handle what you're putting them on, the music and all of that. You're going to have your paperwork right. See, so
let me bring this up to you. Now, we're talking about SoundClick. You know, we're not talking about a region. We're not talking about being in the Northwest. We're talking about SoundClick, okay? Now, when you're talking about SoundClick, this is a website that can be accessed worldwide, okay? So it's not about, you know, being in the Northwest and the movement up here. And I understand what you're saying about that, how, yeah, it is more laughter. And you know, we like to work together to, you know, kind of create something regardless of price or cost or anything like that. But honestly, that's happening anywhere with anybody that has an Internet connection that wants to put lyrics to some music.
Oh, I have no issue with that, but I'm talking about, you know, if you were going to put it out there and try to market it and promote it, it'll bite you in the ass, because if you don't have the paperwork right, you're going to get sued. Fact, whether you're in the Pacific Northwest or not, let's just say it went global, all around the world, like Macklemore, and you found mm-hmm. out, hey, who you got it from on the sites you said, didn't have it, he sampled it, he don't own it, and here you are trying to make money off it. He said it was okay for a collaboration, and guess who goes to court? That's
right.
What I'm saying.
And again, that goes back to your character. If you all of a sudden get the chance to take somebody else's music that you use and be able to spread it out worldwide and actually make some revenue off of it, well, that's on your character on whether you're going to kick back down to the person where you got the music from, or you're going to let them get it by suing you. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, no, business,
it all,
is business.
It almost
business
sounds like you're better off not putting
down
out a sample
it's
at all
business.
and just holding on to it unless you're actually going to deal it out to either a record company or someone who's actually in the market to buy that product off of you. Because, I mean, there's a way that you can just stream the music and that's it. And, but when I've had all of my different apparatus as a place where I played my music, until I found out that certain ones, you know, like your SoundClicks and them will allow people to kind of just download at will. It's almost, you're almost better off of having it locked into stream form only, because if you allow samples out there even once, there is a very good chance with all of the tricks and stuff that this electronic stuff can do that either your work or a facsimile or form of your work is going to be put out there. So unless you're ready to, you know, do a direct deal with one of these companies or something, you're almost better off not putting a sample out at all and just streaming it to that particular website there.
And what you're saying, that there's nothing you can do about it, because like you said, there's so many different tricks and stuff like that. If somebody wants it bad enough, it's really not that hard to get. If they
right.
can stream it, they can have it. Unless you're putting your watermarks on it or you know, your own little piece on there where it, you know, they can't use it without your name being said all the way through the track, there is absolutely
right.
nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I didn't say that you couldn't be a thief. I'm a good thief myself, okay? I didn't say you couldn't.
Right.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything could stop you. The equipment is out there, and if you purchase the equipment, it'll allow you to do that. I do understand
mm-hmm.
that.
My whole angst and everything is always, it's a double-edged sword, and it flows both ways. The middlemanism. If you use somebody else's stuff or sample somebody else's stuff, you always have the middleman, because at some point, it's only when it becomes popular that all of a sudden people want to, you know, lawyer up and do weird stuff. But at the same time, you know, on the other half of that, it's actually almost, you know, like I said, in reverse, where, you know, if you're smart, you won't use their sample, anyone's sample in the first place, and you just come with, like I said earlier, initially in the show, where you have to have your own kind of wherewithal, where you create your own original recipe flavor, because, you know what I'm saying, even if you call it, you know, McDonald's or Burger King, if it tastes like either one of them, you're going to get ran up the flagpole if you don't have your own original recipe. So it's better, you're actually better off, like I said, coming original. You really are. And if you're concerned about someone else using it, put it in stream format only, and don't give out any samples. Because if you give out even one sample and it's not the people that's actually going to pay you, you're going to have a problem either way.
Put it to you like this. This is what my mama told me. When you lock your doors at home, when you leave your house and you lock your doors, the only thing you're doing is keeping honest people honest. And it's the same vibe. It's the same thing with what's going out on the net right now. You know?
Right.
You're just keeping honest people honest. But other than that, you ain't stopping a damn thing.
Yeah, but you know what my dad told me? My dad told me you can leave home and leave the door unlocked, but as long as you buy insurance, you're not
yeah.
going to lose. That's there you copyright. Go. That's copyright now.
There you go. That's real.
Lots of copies
okay.
of insurance.
See, I'm afraid of getting caught. See what I'm saying? I hear where you're coming from, but I'm afraid to get caught. I'm slick. I've been in the streets. I've hung. But see, guess what? I'm afraid to get caught. See?
Yeah.
And I can tell you, younger than me, God bless you. I respect you. Keep up the music. But I'm afraid to get caught.
You sound like you're 40. You know,
I'm 64, man. I'm 64.
All right, guys. Can I interrupt you guys? I know y'all enjoying yourself and having fun, but I want to interrupt for just a minute. www.hiphopnationalradio. Call in at 213-559-2995. Come on. Be a part of tonight's topic. And also, I want to lead to the next question because we got about 10 minutes. Should they lease or should the beat be exclusive? Let's go. Keith, you got the floor. Start there.
I mean, with all this talk about distrust, I mean, who's to say? I had a situation where, you know, it was supposed to be an exclusive, but someone else had it, you know, and it was all bad. So you pick, you're taking your chance of 50-50, man, with all that. It's a 50-50 chance, you know. But, you know, do an exclusive. If you're trying to monetize and get to the next level and, you know, get paid for your artistry, you know, I guess do an exclusive.
I think Keith is just like me, afraid to go to jail. Yeah. You know, I'm going to say this to you. The music industry, there's only 12 notes. We're talking about stealing and all of this and all that. There's only 12 notes. I think those 12 notes have been played in darn near every tempo, every pattern. This is something funny. They're inventing new equipment. They've got a 7-string guitar. They've got an 8-string guitar. So evidently, the music industry is saying, okay, things are so repetitive that we are going to invent equipment that's going to give you a different scale, a different note. We're going to take a guitar so that you can go even higher than just normal. You know, I mean, so when we start talking about, you know, the copyrights and all of that, hey, everything's been done before us already. Let's just put it like that. You know, we can be creative and put a twist to it. You know, I've heard people that do original things, and I go, wow, that sounds like a little Marvin Gaye in the background, or I remember that guitar kind of sounding like that. But see, this is the music industry. Let's not get it twisted, okay? People learn from different people's styles, you know?
You say you're afraid to Say it.
So let me say this. All we should all do is bow our heads and ask God, hey, if we still, please forgive us. Let us keep creating, because that's what we do. None of us is wrong. So, Rawhide, you're not wrong. Okay, I'm not against you. Okay, I understand. This is an industry. And it's fun. I mean, I don't know anything else I get better enjoyment out of than producing and creating music. And I think I can speak for everybody in that aspect. So, you know, let's have a ball. Let's keep keeping on.
You say that you're afraid of going to jail. I'm afraid of paying the middleman as a fee, just in case my sounds close enough to somebody else's. Whether it should be exclusive or at least, that's a tough nut to crack, because you can mess around and go exclusive, and then somebody who heard the song can have a longer check, and that exclusive giving up the full shot, the guy who was going to pay you $250,000 rather than $250,000. right, wants the song, and you want exclusive. I think leasing is okay, but you have to have enough paperwork. Like you said, it's hard to get around, but you have to have the right kind of paperwork and draw it up the right way where the person who you lease it to understands that giving it to somebody else in any form gets them and whatever they've earned kind of ran up there, and you'll go from a house to a tent in a heartbeat if you get caught using my stuff outside of that. But like you said, it's hard to get around it because there's only so many notes on the scale. That's a tough one to crack on that one.
I gotta go with exclusive. I can't stand lease. And you know what? And really, nowadays, that kind of sets the producer back trying to lease it, because you can't control how somebody else pushes the music or how long they're going to push it, especially with so many avenues that you can do it nowadays.
Right.
So with exclusive, go ahead and get it out the way. And, you know, if somebody else wants it, that's when you call the person that you've already given it to exclusively, and you tell them, here, call this person, because they're the ones who got it now, you know?
All right.
That's a lot of money to give away.
I haven't heard from John Lowe for quite a minute. John Lowe, I'm sure your ears were just as tight to the radio as mine was. Learning is getting this good education. What's your thoughts, sir?
Well, like I say, one thing I would say to keep yourself in is you need to learn the license process. It's called the public. You need to learn the different licenses that about the industry, what you can use and what you can't use, the license, the degree, and all those different terms and definitions, what you need to learn about this music, what you can do, about this practice, to learn the, you know, you need to learn the business part of it, all the different licenses about, you know, what you can do with, you know, with your publishing license and stuff like that, what is required for you in the terms. It's best that the unsigned artists, you know, like I say, these guys on the panel tonight, you know, bringing this thing real hard, straight up, and put it in your face. Like I say, I'm learning a lot, and I'm paying attention. And I think that's what these artists need to do.
Okay. All right. So I want to thank all of you guys for definitely making this show a success, because what you guys added to tonight's topic, I thought it was an awesome show. It actually lend the ear to a young girl on putting them on the right track. That's what we're all about here. Flossy GZ, you guys, I want y'all to know we also connect with his show thereafter, because Flossy, he's putting it down too. So, Flossy GZ, go ahead and tell us how we can connect.
You can connect with me several ways. I'm on Facebook.
No, give me your radio show. The radio show.
Let me give you the radio show, because I don't want to hog it. It's Flossy GZ Show, 646-595-3402. We're on Mondays, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and emergency shows in between those, depending on what's going on and what's up and what's hot going on. We like to jump on then, too. And you can find me on Facebook under the same deal, Flossy GZ Show Worldwide.
Hey, Flossy, the reason why I do that, I'm going to tell you something. The reason why I do that, Flossy, is because we want to give these artists as much of an outlet as possible to express their music. So I know you're down for the cut, so we can spread the music, that good news and that music over to you, and then vice versa. So let's make it work. Let's make it continue to work. Thank you guys for definitely tuning in. Keith Lazar, he's always coming on deck, guys. Believe me, Keith can help y'all get to the next level, because Keith is a bona fide, qualified producer, trust me. And y'all need to connect with Hip Hop National so we can make this work. Get this whole thing going and get it popping. All right, guys. Rodolph, Dr. AT, do your thing.
All right, God bless, guys.
And welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. A.T.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T. Dr. A.T.
Next on deck. One more round.
It's one more round. Let's go. M.R.A.
Look good, feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crown. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. Let me get one more round, one more round,
round, round,
one more round, one more round.
One more. Let's go.
One more round. Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget. Smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling, just one more, feel it. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us out.
Kick us out.
But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round.
Round, round.
One more round, one more round. One more round.
Round, round, round.
I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
Hell of a night.
We party like we're famous till they kick us. My party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round, one more round,
one more round,
one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I'm swaggin'.
Get your swang on, get your swang on.
I hit the block like a pill.
riding real slow. Got a pocket full of bro, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their train. With the real big rims, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button, and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see the diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a gang time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad, cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swing and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swinging,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging. 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. Doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swagging, grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swagging,
can't trip, dripping in the lane.
I'm swagging,
rim still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates, and I represent the O.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging.
Swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on. I'm from the bed. We started off with Dayton's and Vogue. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on swing, go on swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, pimpin', and show me your grill.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on.
I'm swing,
get your swing on, get your swing on. Get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now. Been debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
It's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word, Bruce, that wanna get bold. They lay away much, they some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, and I can back it up. And I can be walking, and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hips. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes, life so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hips. I just got my second win and I'm going in. Good try, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Limmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
ain't what I'm planning for. I overstand the pain, still don't understand it though. So I'm being persecuted till I find an antidote. So gon' die for nothing, I'ma die for what I'm standing for. Walking through the sea of suffering, but still I persevere. And I done got enough, enough, don't need no tattoo tears. I've been dreaming for years, without the man in the mirror. Daughters with me home and tell me what I got to fear. Count the cost on the day I was marred by the cross. I could die tomorrow as a martyr and there's nothing lost. You can't kill me with your weapons, words of prejudice. How you gon' take my life when God already scheduled it?
Cause I dream this thing every day it's just me against everything.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor, ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in this prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power, much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive, it's just something that me conjured. Jay came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Jay. Now he's in the sky, most high with a prophet. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring Louis Armstrong. Get the music right. Don't be caught up singing songs. No, read up on your words too, and don't be quoting songs. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. Came and died for the homie. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Confess it back, please from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me. And that's why I love him, cause that's the first thing he showed me. Check me out. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing.
Omega the creator, the final way maker on top and none greater. Just know that Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he wants but can't stop God's favor. Nah, see God can make it possible, possible. So
so how could you believe on what them doctors do? Working in a hospital. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need. Humble cry, he can't ignore. Why you think God Jesus came? To pay the price we can't afford. Worthy, righteous, holy, what else is there that you can't adore? And he's the same God of the future, present, and day before. When you go bananas, when your favorite team scores, don't forget to lead your best unto the Lord. He did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating to see in the days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Hey, go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating to see in the days. Get down on your knees, let them know that he's amazing. He's
amazing. He's amazing. Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music.
Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve from that sunrise to that sundown. Cause they don't make them like you, babe, there's no lie. 2 Chainz, they should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you make me feel. Told his mama she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody's fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
Raw Dog Production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder
if the streets gon' feel me. And if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me, and think the world love me, and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie, and if I'm platinum black, ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real, and in the heat of the moment, would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if they just trying to make a dollar, sacrifice a million blacks for one rogue scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. If they kill Cochran and Frank, Mike and Nip, Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. This is real as it gets, G. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door, and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Raw talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. I wonder why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gon' flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangsta shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know I'm here for other artists that did not hear the submissions tonight. I want you to do is this. If you got your mixes ready, all you got to do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mixes to us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty, let's get on the
ride.
For coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop. Hip Hop.